Hey, it's nobody in particular, and once again you're listening to the sounds of waves off of Maui, the western side, Lahaina side. The whales are still around from the looks of it. Might not be too many, and I might not be seeing it right, but I'm listening to the rhythm and thinking about, how do I say this? Seems to me that at the moment, life is really good as an individual. It's as good as can be expected in so many areas, so much better than it can be expected in areas. Then I look around, and every day I have to make decisions about, do I fix it? Do I replace it? Do I call this guy? Do I use a warranty? Do I do the laundry before I do the dishes in the dishwasher? You know, there's all these things. And during the day, I have to use my own wisdom, my own vision, ability to see things, to figure out what goes next. And, you know, I think I've been doing pretty good, so I've got to looking up what it means when you're doing pretty good, and the term I got was sagacious. Sagacity? And this is what I'm going for. I'm not claiming it as a hoorah, rah, I did it, I'm... No. I'm going for having or showing keen mental discernment and good judgment. Secondary, wise or shrewd. So yes, I'd rather be wise than shrewd, but I'd rather be shrewd than ignorant or stupid. So sagacious, I just like to have the discernment. There's a word, discernment. To know the difference between wise or shrewd. Now, that's a good starting point, huh? How do I decide whether I'm wise or shrewd, or whether that discernment is, and what is discernment? I looked it up. And discernment is to, one, think, to perceive, recognize, or distinguish something clearly and accurately. All right, so you have two sandwiches. One's a ham sandwich with cheese. The other's a onion sandwich with beets. Now, they could be both on white bread, but you may be told to go eat one or the other, and then you have to observe and discern the difference between the two by looking. Once you've looked, evaluated, then you know the difference. You discern that one sandwich is not like the other. How cool is that? We do that every day. You know, you look down and you discern that your shoe's untied. That's discernment. You saw it with your own eyes. it's a very real everyday thing that happens thousands and thousands and thousands of times, possibly a day. Because you're discerning things. You have a sound or a smell, and you're then investigating, you're looking, you're learning for yourself, you're seeing what it is and what it isn't. And that's how you roll, how we roll. But there is this little bit of thing where church kind of wants to take over the word and turn it into something spiritual. Like you got to be able to discern whether to use mayo or Miracle Whip, or whether discernment is needed to know if for the best thing if you needed to eat sourdough bread on your sandwich, or you pray and find out if wheat is okay. Those are not things that require discernment. That's a different set of activities, because at that point, the discernment would be seeing if you have a sandwich or not. But let's look at the whole idea. What is, in my mind, what being able to be wise and see things for themselves, what that could happen. You know, the notes I have that if you see something the way it is, it can lift you up. Talking about things with mortality and morality, grace, community, privacy. Knowing what you're looking at makes a big difference. If you can't look at a tire and see if it's flat or not, that's a problem. Or if you look at a tire and you say that a tire that's not flat is, that is also a problem, because it shows you're unable to discern the difference between the two. And in our current situation, it looks like in the next few months or in the next few years, we could be called upon to discern the difference between goodness and mercy at the highest levels of our government, or the carnage of a despot on day one, and the radical difference of those two images. It's a matter of discerning whether or not you want to go one direction or another, and that leads right to discerning whether you want to feed into and support human kindness and diversity, inclusivity to all mankind, or you just want to be a what the hell can I disrupt and tear up, and I need a dictator to tell me, well, I need a dictator to tell the guy across the street that I don't agree with that I'm more important than he is. I mean, there's discerning. What are we going to do? For me, I see in my eyes what looks like a persistent corruption. And on the other side, I see people working really hard to excise the corruption. But it all deals with corruption. discerning whether lies have no grip or the vast majority says, who cares if the grand leader lies? I'm down. No, that leads to, do you have a community center? Do you have a community church? Do you have a community gathering? Can you have like-minded assembly? Or are we going to end up with a religious police theocracy corporation where, hey, if you don't believe the way I believe or the way the Grand Master believes, too bad for you. And will that change? Or the country that I'm looking for and that I believed in all my life has been one that will keep you safe. Okay, not threaten you. If you're the weakest, there's always been that there was. And the liberal side of the books are always going to fulfill the taking care of the weakest among us. Where the colonialists want to discard everything but the booty and the bounty and the privilege of saying, I ripped it up, I conquered it, I tore it down. I took away. I fed them to the dogs. And I got, you know, that's how I think the Republican Party is right now. Overall, they just look at everybody and go, huh, dog food. So you want a government that keeps you safe or one that feels like you're dog food, and you get a despot that gets to do whatever he wants? Is that America? Not my America. Because I see that the discerning whether you're living in a world of reality and the universe doesn't negotiate. You just take care of your shit. You're not a victim, you're a human. Are you living in that reality, or are you a victim? Do you have a grievance? Do you have your hand out? Are you on the side of I'll do it if it's fair. And that fair means that if you pick me, if you cheat for me, it'll be fair. But just cheat for me, will you? Cheat for me. Well, there's no discernment there. I don't want to cheat for anybody. I don't worship anything. I live in a universe that does not negotiate. And to know the difference, it comes down to, you know me or do you not know me? Because if you don't know me, nothing I said makes a difference to you. If you know me, you should be listening. I mean, it's a difference between insight and experience. I'm 76 years old, or some wild-ass theory dragged out of your mind sounds good when you're in your 30s or your 40s or your 50s, but by the time you get past, oh, did I think of it right? You realize that you were not perceiving, recognizing, and distinguishing things very clearly, so your discernment was crap because you tied it to some kind of spiritual thing. Oh, I know the difference between, let's see. Oh, it makes a difference if you baptize somebody 3 times. Makes a difference if you baptize them forward.
No, you got to do it backward.
No, you can sprinkle water on them. No. See, there's just so much perception that all that is of no consequence. It's painting a picture, or it's actually painting a house with water. You got a big ass brush and you do all the work and it looks wet until it dries and then it didn't do a darn thing. So you were not, I was not in that time discerning the stupidity I was carrying around and fostering. So at that time I couldn't have been sagacious. I could have been loquacious. I could have been a much other bunch of things, but the discernment wasn't there, and I discern now that mental discernment, being keen and good judgment, is pretty humbling. And now I'm for democracy. I was born on an Air Force base. I'm nobody in particular. But damn it, I am not gonna let my vote go to a felon, a rapist, an insurrectionist. He may get his whitewash, but that does not make him innocent. And I can discern that. I can see that with my own eyes plainly. So this is nobody in particular, just being sagacious. Thank you so much. Sagacity, nobody in particular.